Tom, we need more HP toner.
I'll get right on it, Maria. Now, I could go to the big box office supply company where I'm just a number, but I love dealing with Ferritech, the company that supplies our HP toner, printers, and service. They know how to treat their customers. They're an authorized HP vendor. They locally manufacture their own toner cartridges, and it's recycled.
Tom!
Uh-oh, what now?
Ferritech, a customer-obsessed HP retailer. Visit Ferritech.com.
Broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios in Atlanta, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio, spotlighting business leaders in our area. Gwinnett Business Radio is brought to you by Ferritech. Ferritech, great people, remarkable service.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to Gwinnett Business Radio, live from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studio. I am Mike Salmond, alongside the great Stephen Julian. How you doing, Stephen?
I'm doing great, Mike. How are you?
Great. Been a crazy, crazy week. It's our final week at the studio before we move into the plush new studio across the street.
Now, it's still going to be the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios.
It will.
But
at Sonesta Gwinnett
Place. It
will
be at the plush, luxurious, fantastic, window-filled...
Yes, we'll have windows.
Studios at Sonesta Hotel.
We won't be as claustrophobic as we are here.
Yes. It's nice to come out of the closet. And
is there something else you'd like to tell us, Stephen?
We're coming out of this closet.
Oh,
and we're going to the window-filled Sonesta
Wasn't
Studios.
Sure where you were going with that.
You know.
This is our final Gwinnett Business Radio show.
Just trying to derail us right at the beginning.
Our producer, Trey Odom, has just lost all composure whatsoever.
Yeah, not that there's anything wrong with that.
Yes.
All right, go ahead.
So this is our final Gwinnett Business Radio show here. We got three wonderful guests from A-Z Advertising and Consulting Firm. KM Howard is here. Denise Peck is with Design House Wedding and Events. And Nate Turner from CTR Partners.
Great guests to close out this studio.
Absolutely. Like. So guests, don't mess it up, all right? No, just kidding here.
Yeah, they're okay with that. I already have. So we're you know.
It's a good point. You can't be any worse than us.
Absolutely.
All right, let's start with KM Howard with A-Z Advertising and Consulting Firm. KM, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Going to ask you a real tough question to start off the interview.
Here we go.
Tell us all about your company, what you guys do.
Well, in quick terms, we are an advertising agency and a consulting firm where we have combined providing advertising for small new startups, mid-sized businesses, as well as providing them business consulting. Those that are in trouble, those who don't even know how to start a business, or those who have a business and find themselves stuck. And so we provide both of these particular services for all companies, and it's been absolutely fabulous.
Well, KM, you better sit down for this question. Oh, you already are sitting down. You're not the only advertising and consulting firm out there. I don't know if you knew that. You probably did. I'm going to assume you did. What makes you guys different and unique?
That's an awesome question. First of all, it is the humanistic approach. There's an advertising agency called Y&R. And Y&R, their big thing is to go against the grain. To do everybody go right, they go left. A-Z is the same. If everybody is doing everything online, we do left. We do things like humanistic approach. For an example, when we do a voiceover commercial, a lot of our clients want us to talk about the product, the service. We don't want to talk about what you do. We want to talk about why you do it. So in our commercials, you'll see why they do it, why they got into the business in the first place. And we really cultivate why they do it and let people see why they should buy with you, not just what they should buy from you. And so that the humanistic approach is, and the theory of that is what we do in every aspect of our firm, and just giving a different approach that people are not really, really looking at today. But when they see how it works and how it's put together and then how the results come back, they are like really amazed that some of the old school stuff still works.
Cam, I noticed you said in your very first answer that you work with startups and small business. And I think in my mind, I wonder if in some of the listeners, they thought startup or small business, they might think I can't do advertising. I don't have enough assets to do that. I don't have enough money to do that. I got to concentrate on just going out there and making sales. What would you say to a room full or everybody listening who's a startup and a small business who, when they heard that answer, go, well, I can't afford him. Where should they start? What should they be thinking about when it comes to their advertising?
Absolutely fabulous. When we put this company together, we built the module off of focusing on small startup and mid-sized businesses. So our price point, when we put it together, is that how can we provide this production at the level that it normally costs tens of thousands of dollars, but can we provide this production at a level that they can afford. And it took us a minute to get it, but we finally arrived to the point that we can provide. And when they look at our website, when they look at our Facebook page and see the videos of voiceover commercials we've done with other clients, they can see the product is awesome. When you look at our product and you see it on CNN, Fox News, or things of that nature, because we are Comcast authorized. So our commercials not only go on Facebook, Instagram, Vine, but they also can go on any network. And so the product has to be the same. And so they are amazed that we can provide the same kind of product, but the price point is in their ballpark.
Is that video? So you, and I've heard you mention also video and voiceover. Is that kind of the linchpin? Is that the main thing that that the advertising agency does, is kind of provide that, whether it's a voiceover commercial or a video commercial? And then also, are there other side things? Are there other parts of the spectrum that you guys want to get involved in too when it comes to advertising?
Well, our main two things for our company is voiceover commercial. We started with voiceover commercial because one of the things we do is we do seminars all over the country. And so, but the niche in the seminar is teaching people how to take their gift and monetizing it. And so I'm not really about information. I am really about impartation. So not giving people information, but I'm going to tell you what I did. And I'm only going to stay in my lane on what I did. And this is how I did it. And so by taking my God-given gift, which was my voice, and monetizing it into a business and showing people how to do exactly the same thing. So when they do that, they'll be able to see, one, they can do it, and two, that's how we just stick with what we do. So we just do the voiceover commercial, but we show them how they can, you know, provide it in any kind of platform that can help their particular business. But then we provide the consulting, because I see so many small businesses, so many mid-sized businesses doing so many mistakes, you know. And I was sharing with the guests out in the lobby area on how when people can be in business 10, 20 years, but just get caught up in doing the same thing over and over again. And then they hire us and we come in and say, okay, you need to change this in your operations. You need to add this in your marketing campaign. You need to do this. And it's like, I never thought about that. And they've been in business 10 to 20 years. And so that's what we want to focus on. We want to focus on providing them with my gift, but then providing them with experiences. I've been a consultant for 15 years in the business and just combining both of them, but targeting small, mid-sized type of businesses.
And that's one of the unique things about your company, is just in the title of your company, you've got advertising and consulting in the name of your company.
Yes.
So that's very unique as well.
Yes.
We're talking with KM Howard with A to Z advertising and consulting firm here on Gwinnett Business Radio. Who's your target audience, KM?
Exactly. The target is the main focus on startups. But not only that, I want to add some more. Here we go.
I knew there were more. That's why I asked the question again.
New authors. We help new authors as well. So,
they're all over the place too.
Yeah, we have new authors. And one of the big things we help with new authors is what a book trailer. So we take the voice and then we take their book and make a book trailer out of it. And it has bring exponential growth to their sales, because most authors don't have book trailers, but most movies have a movie trailer. And that's the kind of concept that we try to tell authors, hey, we'll help you with your book. We have departments in our company that can help you with the publishing. But the main thing is to get your book trailer out there to be the leading thing for your marketing campaign.
I was going to ask KM, on one of your pieces of literature, you talk about featuring V-mercials. Now, given some of the answers you've given, I'm wondering if that has something to do with just being a voiceover commercial, or is there something more to it?
No, exactly. Okay. When we put the module together, the company, we said we have to coin it that's different. So we did our research and see what other people called everything, and no one called it a V-mercial. We coined that. We're trying to patent it. So our clients, when you talk to their clients, they'll ask you, how's your V-mercial? They'll know exactly what you're talking about.
I like that. But also in one of your taglines, our voice and our video and your vision equals success. So you're really putting your voice to their vision.
Absolutely.
And then that helps them bring success. But
sounds a little bit like Milli Vanilli. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, my goodness.
Not a good reference. So, I'm sorry about that.
A little dated, too.
Thanks, Mike.
Play the Vanilla Ice clip and let's move on. You you real briefly kind of talked about Facebook. Talk about all the different platforms that one of your V-mercials can go on, and the different ways that you can take someone's vision to market, all the different markets you can take it to.
Absolutely. On Facebook, definitely. And we like to do the embedded. So it's not where you click on and it takes you to a link and it takes you to YouTube. We want you to, when it want to be in the news feed. So when they're scrolling through, they can see the voiceover commercial already going, and it prompts someone to press the button, and that's what you want. But also we can do it on Instagram, and then we can do Vine. So we take that commercial and make it 6 seconds, and we can put it on Vine as well. So any platform, but then it also can go on websites. It also can go on your emails. It also now can go on any network. So it's BET, CNN, Fox, TBS. It doesn't matter. We can put it anywhere. So a lot of our clients are not only doing it, they're doing it on all of the platforms in their campaign to get exponential growth in their business. And that's, we're excited about that.
I'm just listening to KM here. So impressive. You need to have a show on Business Radio X. Please come to a show with us. You got a 32-city tour coming up to help businesses. Tell us about that.
Yes, that's the KM Partners 100. And we are flying all over the country. Just came off an 88-city tour. And so we're putting it together, everything for 2017. And the whole focus, and we're like a 1-2-3 punch. We want to make it very, very simple. One, we want to come into your city, and we're targeting small businesses, nonprofits, new authors, and we want to help you start your business. And how do we help you? We want to take your gift and show you how to monetize it into wealth. So that's where our lane is, because you know there's a lot of business coaches, there's a lot of seminars, there's a lot of people doing a lot of things. So we want to stay right there. Take your gift, and then I just show them how I do it. So even in the seminar, I show them how I took my voice and monetize it into this company, and then show them the margins that we're making in our company. And then I show a V-mercial. So I show them how I took my gift and monetized it into wealth. And then we turn around and we say, all right, now we want to do some examples. So we get a person out of the audience and we take their gift and we say, now we want to show you this person I've never met before, don't know anything about them. They're telling me what their gift is, and I'm going to show them how they can take this into wealth. Now, first, I build a module right there in front of the room. We build that module, and we say, now, this is how you take this gift, modularize it, and then monetize it into a business. And so, and we do that all over the country, and we're going to be in Miami, we're going to be in Philly, we're going to be in Chicago, we're going to be in LA, just going to be all over the country, just helping people, because we believe that the small business, the business people are the backbones of this country.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
We want to support the backbone of this country.
And that's what we do here at Business Radio X, give a voice to those businesses. You mentioned staying in your lane. A term I like to use is there's riches and niches. And so along the same line, you've got a partners talk on Monday night. Is that every Monday night you do a partners talk?
Every Monday night.
What is that all about?
Every Monday night we do partners talk, which is a conference call that we do every Monday night, and it is to educate, to evolve, and to expound on business. It's just to help. Now, some of my colleagues have told me I'm crazy because sometimes I give you a little bit too much advice on this partner's talk. My partner's over there shaking his head now. But it's about giving back. You know, it's not always about you getting something or selling something. Sometimes let's just help one another. So right now I'm showing them how to raise funds for the business, and I get, you know, a little into it that I probably could reserve for the consulting part of my company. But every Monday we have people all over the country come on the Partners Talk, and we just really educate them on different topics. And we bring on also guests to come on and help us to educate people on what they should do for their business.
You talk about maybe giving too much information, but for me, that's because of the passion that you have for what you do. Where does that passion come from?
Well, that passion comes from my son. My son at 3 years old was he was diagnosed with epilepsy, and so he was having 22 seizures a day. So they diagnosed him as mild retarded, and so I know that dad can't just do a regular 9-to-5 job. I have to do something to leave a legacy for my son and to provide for his life even well after I'm gone, beyond a insurance policy. No offense to the insurance people out there. I just believe in trust funds versus insurance policies. But anyway, that's another subject. But as you know, doing that, and then I'm also a minister. And so as I did ministry, I had to get into business. and I had to learn the business. And I started from the ground up of learning business and learning, and then showed how it really just helped my life. But he is my passion. He is what gets me up every day to drive, even when I want to stay in the bed. And I just thinking about Justin. I said, okay, I got to get out of here because I got to get this company where it needs to be to provide for him. So that's where the passion and the drive comes from. And then how it has helped my life and what it's done for my family, I wanted to see do it for other families too.
Great. That's incredible. Glad I was able to ask that question. Really, very eye-opening. For those that would like to find out more about you and about your company and look into your services, give us a website, any other information you'd like to share.
Great. It's Athesi Advertising. The Athesi is E-K-T-H-E-S-I advertising.com. Athesi Advertising. And also on Facebook, just go to Facebook or go to your search and just put in Athesi, E-K-T-H-E-S-I advertising, and we come right up. No one else is called Athesi out there. And by the way, Athesi is a Greek term, and it means to be revealed, to be known, and to be exposed. So that's why we...
That's what I was going to ask that question. I was going to ask it before we went on the air. And then I was sitting here going, do I want to follow up Mike's good question and that great ending to that interview by asking him? But I like that. E-K-T-H-E-S-I.
Athesi Advertising.
Great. K.M. Howard, the chairman, CEO of the company. Thanks for joining us. Great to meet you
today. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. All right. Before we go on to our next guest, Stephen, you've got a little business over there to take care of.
Yes, I have a little business to take care of. And I'm a little more nervous than usual having a God-given voice like K.M. Howard sitting in the studio, but I'm going to try my best.
You still sound okay.
Well, I'm okay, right. I'll be adequate, right? Mike, love is what makes a Subaru, and you and all of our listeners can get big savings and enjoy a hassle-free experience. Subaru of Gwinnett is where people, real people, sell cars. People can visit SubaruofGwinnett.com and join the family today. They can come in and see the difference. Maybe, like Mike, you're already a Subaruist. Then follow Subaru of Gwinnett's Facebook page for the latest Subaru offers, news, and community events.
See how smooth you are? That was great.
Well, I don't know.
Why don't you give
highly adequate.
Give KM the next read.
That's what I was thinking.
After our next guest, KM, we're going to have you read one of those.
I will do that on one condition, that nobody compares me to KM, okay? We all know it's going to be awesome. It's going to be great. It's going to be, you know, God-induced, wonderful, you know, joyful and perfect. And
hey, Trey, not only may this be our last show here in the studio, it may be Steven's last show.
Again?
KM,
again? KM, we do this every week.
KM, what are you doing Thursday mornings at 10 a.m.?
Hold on now. He hasn't read it yet, okay? He hasn't read it yet.
You're getting a little defensive down there.
I am. I'm getting, yeah.
All right. Joining us now in the on the program, Denise Peck. She is the marketing consultant for Design House Weddings and Events. Denise, how are you?
Good morning.
Good to see you. Tell us all about your company, Design, or at least the company that you help market,
right.
Design House Weddings and Events. And I can kind of figure it out, but give us some more details about what you guys do.
Well, thank you for having me.
Sure.
I like the ratio here today.
Yeah, a lot of guys. Good for you.
I feel honored. Well, Design House Weddings and Events, along with Design House of Flowers, kind of one and the same. You've got the floral end of the department and of the company, which they design amazing custom-made flowers. We're not your typical flower designer. We work very closely with our clients. We will go out and find that perfect color that you're seeking. Often it's hard to find a specific color of rose or peony or whatever you're looking for. So we're very unique with custom-made designs in our florist area. The wedding business is amazing. We are wedding decor specialists. So we are very proud of what we've built to work very closely with our families, our bride and grooms. We have a private bridal studio at our shop, and we have complimentary wedding consultations, and we sit and we can design whatever the bride needs. We go over themes, designs, colors. And the one thing that's really special about Design House Weddings and Events is we kind of work as a community. We have so many vendors that come together to make a wedding. You know, you've got photographers and you've got the caterer. You've got draping and lighting and bakers and musicians, DJs. So as you all know, if you've ever been to a wedding, I've been a part of a wedding, there is a lot of pieces to make at a successful wedding. And we're excited that we We sit closely with the families, and we work very, very closely with our vendors. We support one another. So in our bridal studio, we have a lot of opportunity to help our families with these vendors, as well as we do the amazing decor. We are preferred vendors for many venues in North Georgia. We do go to Atlanta, but we do specialize more in the Hall County, Gwinnett County, North Georgia area. And it's exciting. Everybody's still getting married.
That's good to know. It's good to know. So I want to focus a little bit on something you just said. When it comes to kind of working with the other vendors, I think when people typically get married, they look to that wedding planner to kind of be the quarterback. Forgive me for using a male term or sports term at least, but you know, kind of be the coordinator and the quarterback to put everything together. But because of your bridal suite, because of your ability to kind of bring them in and really wow them with the floral arrangements, that also gives you an opportunity to say, not necessarily that you're going to be the coordinator, but let us help you with the other vendors. Is that what you guys are able to bring to the table?
Absolutely. We have a professional designing staff that Pamela Holly is the owner of Design House Weddings and Events. She's been in business for over 20 years. Her staff is incredible. She and her daughter are both our wedding planners. Now, often brides come into meeting us and they've already chosen their wedding planner. We do have these individuals at our fingertips that if Pam or her staff are not able to be the planner for that particular day or date, we refer them to incredible planners, just like we do with other vendors, you know, the cake, the musicians. So we really do rub each other's backs. We really care about our vendors. And we want our brides to be just impressed with not only our designs, but that we bring the day, the dream day that all brides are thinking about. We make it perfect for them. We do our best.
Well, I mean, one of the things that I always say is not only are you selling, obviously, your services and the items for the wedding, but peace of mind. I mean, that's the big thing is the groom, the families, the bride don't have to worry about it because they're professionals like you.
Take the stress off.
Yes. And in your first question, you talked about all the things you do and almost a lot of it is above and beyond that you've heard before with a lot of other wedding planners. So my question would be, how does your pricing compare to maybe other planners and florists and designers out there?
It's five times as much.
Five times as much.
That'd be my guess now.
Well, you know.
Only three times as much is what she's going to come back with.
Well, we do sit in the consultation and discuss their budget because everybody does come in with a particular number. Now, often it depends on how many groomsmen, bridesmaids, how large is your wedding? What venue have you chosen? Sometimes those expectations are a little different than whether it's a huge venue versus a smaller. So we always care about, you know, meeting their goals. So I think we're comparable, you know, in the market. I think that we don't slide on the quality of the flowers and of the arrangements and of the decor. So we do work closely.
And you can't start to interrupt Denise, because even though you guys do this all the time, mm-hmm. for the families or the bride and the groom, hopefully this is a once in a lifetime thing. So you know, as much as you might want to slide on some of that, you can't do that.
No. And you see it in photos. Photographers.
Now, if it's their fifth wedding, just plastic flowers is fine.
That was Mike Salmon at Business Radio X. Go ahead, Denise.
And sometimes they still want flowers too.
Yes.
You know, the photographers, and again, that we work very closely with, there are many, many amazing photographers, and that's where we see our work, right? Once the beautiful day is done, we see it on our website and we see it on our blogging and we see it on Facebook. And so you want, and our desire is to, number one, make the bride, make the family incredibly happy with our work. And number two, you know, we get to view and see and, you know, hopefully be in love with what we did create once it's over. And that comes through photography.
We're speaking with Denise Peck. She is the marketing consultant for Design House Weddings and Events. Denise, I'm going to put you on the spot as the marketing consultant. The name of the company is Design House weddings and events. And they are a full service florist located in Buford. But I'm going to focus on that events because you've been talking about weddings. But we are Gwinnett Business Radio. Be the marketing consultant for a second and talk to the business owners who would never in a million years, even though they should, would never think of calling Design House for their business events.
Thank you for that question.
Well, you're welcome. Now go take the floor.
It is absolutely apparent that a lot of corporations, they're not having big holiday parties much like they used to. I think we are very excited to be involved with the Gwinnett Chamber of Commerce and networking with other businesses, small businesses like us, who are just reaching out to other communities to let them know who we are. Yes, we're a custom-made floral company and design weddings, but we also want to take care of the anniversary in the office, the corporate event, the conference, the plants, the daily deliveries of beautiful reception areas and companies all around Georgia. You know, there are people that do have parties, you know, at their residences, maybe at their community clubhouse. You know, again, we sit with these corporate owners and we'll talk with them about their budget and what kind of theme. Do you have a theme for your event? Do you have something going on that you're recognizing your employees? Would you like us to deliver various orchids to your assistants on Administrative Assistance Day? So, yes. We are very focused on the community in businesses, and we would love to be a part of a team.
Denise has done a great job of answering that question. I'm going to piggyback on something she said and give a sales idea to all of our listeners, and you don't even need to pay me a referral fee on this because you kind of said it. As a business owner myself, we're always thinking, what can we do for clients? What's that next step we can take? What's a thank you gift? And we're all racking our brains as we get near the end of the year thinking of thank you gifts or holiday gifts. You know what? Go back to the age old I don't mean this to be sexist at all, but especially for female clients, send flowers. That never goes out of style, does it?
It makes their day. Absolutely.
Yeah. And if your client is a corporation, then have an arrangement sent to the front of their office that'll look nice,
mm-hmm.
right? Yeah. And if they can provide you with information of what the colors are in the office, you guys could take it from there and design something.
Fantastic. Absolutely.
We're done. Thank All right. You. That's yes. it. Yeah, there you go. $1 million idea for...
Basically, Denise, Stephen is basically making hints that he wants me to send him flowers. I think that's where he's going with this.
And I wanted to mention that we're very connected with, of course, the marketing tool that we send out these beautiful marketing emails to a wide audience, and we have coupons that go to offices, and you know, whether it is Administrative Professionals Day or it's the birthday, you know, you've got Christmas coming up, and of course Valentine's and Mother's Day are big flower, you know, those are very busy times for us, but that's when you want these beautiful arrangements to arrive at your door, right? Mm-hmm.
Here, you know what? KM is over there listening. He's going, you know what? A business that actually has an idea. They get it. You know, you talked about companies that have been in business forever that don't know what they're doing. It seems like you guys have been around 20 years. You have an mm-hmm. idea.
I think they've mm-hmm. taken their giftedness and they've monetized it.
Yes.
Correct?
They have. They've stayed in their lane.
Yes. Niches to riches. There you go. That's
before
yours.
We get all the contact information, website information, I do want to ask you, mentioned mm-hmm. themes. Has there been one that just stood out when they said, here's what we want to do. We want to do a wedding. And someone was telling us about this recently. I don't know if it's this show or another show. They had a Star Wars wedding. That was off us when we weren't on the air one time. But somebody was telling me about that. Is there one where somebody had a crazy idea, crazy theme, and you're like, really? That's what you want to do? Or one that kind of just stands out for you?
I do think there have been, I don't know, crazy, but there have been pieces of the puzzle when this isn't really crazy where it is, just can be challenging. You know, often people like their pets in the wedding and we have designed beautiful ribbons and flowers for the dog and it goes with the bridesmaids. So that can be fun. But
everybody's in the studio giggling.
We're not going to say it's crazy. It's
that's because they dress up their dogs, probably,
yeah,
right?
Right.
For Halloween.
Right. And for their wedding, apparently.
And, you know, we work, we've had Georgia Doves, where you have the releasing of the doves mm-hmm. often. And, you know, the bride and groom typically, when the vows are said, they will release the doves. And that's always a wonderful touch. Butterflies has always been interesting when they're flooding around the
audience. And you guys
audience.
Take care of that.
We work with the vendors okay. who, yeah, provide okay. provide wow. these opportunities.
They call the butterfly uh-huh. guy.
Yes. There's a butterfly guy. Niches hey, to riches.
Hey, the guy's staying in his lane. He does that's, butterflies. That's right. It's his gift.
Man.
Denise, we'll stop with the tomfoolery. For those that would like to find out more, look into your services, yes. Whether it be a business event, a corporate event, a wedding, whatever the case mm-hmm. may be, how can mm-hmm. they find out more?
You can call us at 770-904-4488. You can also find us on two different websites, which is designhouseofflowers.com and dhweddingsandevents.com.
All right. Denise Peck with Design House Weddings and Events. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you. I enjoyed it.
Great job. All right, KM.
I'll see you guys later.
Yep. Steven, just don't let the door hit. No. We got some business to take care of. One of our partners that supports us. You talk about vendors and partners, Faratech, and we're gonna let KM do the honors.
Faratech, great people, remarkable service.
You're hired, Stephen. Goodbye. I'm sorry. Continue.
Faratech has been in business for 25 years by manufacturing top of the line toner supplies and offers outstanding customer service. Faratech offers a 100% guarantee on all Faratech products, so you know we stand behind our quality. For more information, visit Faratech.com. That's Faratech.com.
All right.
And remember, great people and remarkable service.
All right, I'll say it. He's hired.
and Maria,
can I stick around to do the last interview?
If Maria at Faratech is listening, I just doubled the price of her sponsorship.
That's exactly right. Just, that's exactly right. Maria, you can call KM Howard. You can go to now he's got me all flustered. AthaZAdvertising.com. You can hire KM to do your next voiceover.
To be the man, you gotta beat the man. Woo!
I think he just beat you.
Yeah, wheeling, dealing, job stealing. Son of a gun.
KM, great job. Thank you very much. All right.
Hey, we got one more guest.
Yeah. I don't know how we're gonna beat this now, but Nate, you got your work cut out for you. Nate Turner with CTR Partners. Good morning, Nate.
Good morning, Mike.
Good job
over there, guys.
Yeah, he was getting on you.
Hold on. Let's try it again. Nate Turner with CTR Partners. Nate, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Nope, we're still messed up. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Now he had the wrong one.
All right. Let's try it one more time. Nate Turner
Take
with
three.
CTR Partners. Nate, cautiously say good morning to us.
Good morning.
Stephen
and Mike, I just want to say thank you so much for letting me close down the Subaru of Gwinnett studio here. I feel honored.
You should be. You should be.
Closing it down. I didn't think about it that way.
That's right. He's on last, like the world champion in wrestling.
I feel like I'm at a that's funeral right. now. I need to talk to Denise about maybe setting up a funeral.
I wonder if that's a gift I can monetize. Let's see what I can do there.
You've brought the whole room down. Jeez, thank you. Nate, tell us about CTR Partners. What does your company do?
CTR Partners is a tenant representation firm, and we've been around for almost 25 years here in Atlanta and in Gwinnett. And Rob Coatsworth started the company back in 1993, and Jeff Richardson joined.
We know those guys.
15 years ago, yeah. They've been on the show here, and I joined them recently to really focus on Alpharetta Roswell, but also really work in Gwinnett as well. So,
tenant representation is... a fancy word for saying people who lease and rent
That's
their
right.
space, correct?
We do commercial real estate, so we help folks who are leasing office and industrial space. So that's our focus. Our niche is office and industrial. We don't do retail. You know, we focus on simply those spaces.
And the typical business owner who is leasing their office space currently, what's the biggest mistake that they make when it comes to being a tenant?
I would say the biggest mistake that they make is that most of the time they think they can come in and they can talk to a landlord and they can come without an agent and they can get a better rate because they're going to be showing up without an agent. But what they don't realize is that that's really not the case. Most of the time those rates are already contain tenant representation fees, and that's for both the listing agent and also for a tenant broker. And so those fees aren't necessarily negotiable. They're not going to be negotiated out. And so So when they show up without an agent, they're not going to get a better deal than if they show up with an agent.
So they actually think, well, I'll save money because they won't have to pay for my side of representation. But in fact, that stays in there. Now it just goes to the landlord.
That's right. That's right.
So why not use it to have somebody to make sure to represent you?
You're already paying for it. So you might as well have an expert in your corner because they've got an expert in their corner.
Right. What are some of the things where a landlord, and I don't want to say can take advantage, but if they know the system and you don't, they do this all day and I'm just coming once every 5 years. What are some of the things that I could overlook other than that, just that representation?
I'd say a couple of things that you could overlook. One is simply the market. Sometimes it's not as easy to evaluate the market. It's great to have an expert who's evaluating the market for you and who's going to look at what's out there, what exists currently, and what the rate should be. I'd also say there are so many places within a lease where the landlord can have the upper hand, especially when it comes to holdover rates and how assignments and subleases happen. There are so many places. We're working with a client right now that is trying to get out of a lease where they have a terrible sublease clause, and they're likely not going to be able to even sublease their space without the landlord deciding exactly who is going to be coming into the space. So we always try to make sure that our tenants, that our clients have the best representation and get the best deal and have great wording within their leases so that they have advantages in that regard.
Now, Nate, I look here at our information. I understand that you used to be a pastor.
I did.
How has that shaped how you work with your clients?
You know, it's interesting. The biggest part of being a pastor is serving people. And our firm is really about serving clients. When it comes down to it, vocation, the Latin word that we get vocation means to be called or to call. It's a calling. Your vocation is a calling. I believe everybody's vocation is a calling, what you do for a living, kind of like what Howard said earlier about you take your gift and you monetize it. And also, the interesting word for ministry, the Greek word for ministry means actually to serve. And so everybody has the opportunity to be called in what they do and to serve in what they do. And so when we look at how we treat our clients and how we represent our clients, it's all about serving them and serving them well. We want to serve their interests and we want to be an advocate for them in the process.
I've learned a lot on this show, by the way, Steve.
Latin, Greek, man, goodness gracious.
I know.
It's a lot. Nate, you talked about how the fees for the representation are kind of in that lease contract. Is that the only fees that you require of someone who hires you as a client?
So the interesting part of the whole thing is that someone who hires us to be their representative, to be their advocate, they don't pay us at all. So the fees are all come out of the landlord's commission. So the landlord pays the commission both for their broker and for us. And so it doesn't actually cost a tenant or a company anything to use us in the process. We get paid when the lease is signed by the landlord, but we represent exclusively the tenant's interests.
And not only should people not go into trying to sign a lease by themselves, because after all the money's in there, go ahead and use it and find somebody
Absolutely.
That'll represent you. But are there also times where is there an opportunity where even the landlord and their representation is also trying to represent the person coming in, or is that, we start to get a little fuzzy there?
You know, we like to think the best of people, right? So every once in a while, you may end up with a representative for a tenant who also works for the same company that is representing the landlord. And we know that they're going to do their best to try to make sure they keep all of that separate. But we also know that sometimes those people sit in the same office, right? And so we don't believe that they're going to try to do something wrong. That's we never believe that's going to happen. But we believe that because we focus solely on tenants, we don't work with landlords. We don't represent landlords in the process of leasing buildings out. We only represent tenants. Because we do that, we have a very unique perspective, and we bring a very bring a focused approach to helping tenants.
And are you relatively unique? Is CTR Partners relatively unique in the industry where you only, or are there some of your worthy competition? Do they also only represent the
I would say that there are a lot of companies like ours. We are a very small firm. We focus on partnerships and relationships with our clients. And I think that is what really sets us apart more than anything else, is that we build a relationship with businesses. We don't want to just show up when it's time to renew your lease, to just show up when it's time to look for new space. We want to be there throughout the whole process. We want to come by, we want to take you to lunch, build a relationship. And we also want to know what you need along the way. We're not just gone. If something happens in the middle of the process, you send us the documentation. We will help and we will serve, and it doesn't cost you anything.
Mike, that sure sounds like somebody that I would want to represent me. if I were going to set up a lease or renew it.
Right. And our guest is Nate Turner with CTR Partners here on Gwinnett Business Radio, brought to you by Faratech. And what would you, and you touched upon it earlier, Nate, but what would you say to that business owner that says, why do I need a broker? I can, you know, just kind of do it myself. You mentioned that the fees are kind of already there, but I would think just your time and things like that. What are some of the other reasons why they should look at a company like yours?
I think when it comes down to it, time is money for any business owner. And expertise, you're an expert in your industry. We recognize that with every business we walk into, they are an expert in their industry. It is their gift that they're monetizing, to take Howard's words. It is our gift that we're monetizing. We believe we are experts in this industry. And we believe that when you bring us in, you are saving yourself time and effort and money in the process. You're going to save time because you're not going to be focused on real estate. You're going to save expertise because you're probably not an expert in real estate. You know, one of the questions that I kind of like to ask sometimes is, would your clients hire you to do commercial real estate? Would your clients, if you're an expert in this business, right, your business, would your clients hire you to help them find office space or help them negotiate a lease? Maybe, maybe not. But that's what we do all day long, every day. That's where we're professionals. And so we want to bring that expertise to the table and help you get the best deal possible.
Maybe. I don't. I don't think any of my
probably
clients
not.
Would.
No, no.
Yeah. I don't think any of Mike's clients would. Mike, are you good at doing a lease? Or?
No. Stay in my lane.
Good, good thing that we know CTR Partners, right?
Yes, exactly. Nate, if you were to give a piece of advice to companies that are looking for office space, what advice would you give them?
I would say,
in addition to hiring CTR.
Clearly, I mean,
that's the first thing.
First set of advice would be to call me right now. It would be to know where your company is, who you are, where you are, and where you're going, and make sure that you're finding the right space for where your business is, but also where your business will be. Make sure you find the right space for where your company is going down the road. We want to make sure that you're going to find the best place to do business, not both now and in the future. So you've got to make sure that your space matches your pace, right?
Nate, space.
Make sure your space matches your pace.
Man,
tweet that out.
Latin, Greek, and we got taglines galore. I like it. Nate, talk a little bit about the timeline. I'm a business owner. I'm in a lease. I'm in a 5-year lease. Mm-hmm. When should I? And I like, if I've used you before, you're not going away. You're still probably checking in occasionally. But what's the timeline? Is it 6 months out, a year out? You know, halfway through the lease, and it might depend. But just give us some advice there.
I think it depends on what your end goal is. If you know you want to renew a space, then you may not have to start as far out. However, in order to make sure that in getting the best deal on a renewal, you have to make sure that you're looking at the market and you're going, sometimes a landlord needs to know that you're willing to go somewhere else for you to get the best deal on a renewal. We like to suggest for our clients that they start a year out in the process. So if your lease is up in a year, that's a good time to start talking with someone about what you're going to do with your office space. It gives you plenty of time to be able to look at the market and to decide on where you want to go to build the right floor plan for the space you want to get. But you want to make sure that you see everything that's out there so that you can find the right place to go next. Or if you decide to renew, so that you can get the best deal on a renewal by seeing the market clearly. So we really look at 12 months, 9 to 12 months is probably a great time to start looking.
All right, Nate, for those business owners, business leaders that would like to look into your services, where can they find more information?
Sure. You can find us at ctrpartners.com. It's a great place to look for us. You can see a little bit of who we are. You can see our partners. You can also read our blog and see a little bit about, that's where we really focused on the space and pace in one of our blogs there. You can check that out. Also, you can find me on Twitter at Nate J. Turner, and would love to connect with you there. I love connecting with folks in Atlanta. So if you're in Atlanta and you're interested in connecting, I'd love to meet you through that as well.
Great. Nate, thanks for coming by this morning.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thanks for letting me close it down here. I feel excited.
You're shutting us down. There you go. Nate Turner with CTR Partners here on Gwinnett Business Radio. Also a big thank you to Denise Peck with Design House Weddings and Events and KM Howard with AthaZ Advertising and Consulting Firm. And a reminder that you can listen to this show or any of our other Gwinnett Business Radio shows anytime 24/7 by going to GwinnettBusinessRadioX.com. You can follow us on Facebook. You can follow us on Twitter. We're at GwinnettBRX there on Twitter.
Stephen, any final words?
You know, nothing like shutting down a studio with KM and Denise and Nate just knocking it out of the park. So, Mike.
Three great speakers, by the way.
I'll get the lights. You lock the doors and turn in the keys at the front desk.
Next time we do our show, we'll be from the Sonesta Gwinnett Place, our brand new studios. We got to have all of you come back. We'll have to have a big party. Denise, can maybe you can set up an event
for us? Yeah, we're there.
Well,
okay.
good thing we got a good lease at Sonesta, and we got new voiceover work. All we need is a nice set of flowers.
They'll consult right now after that.
I want some balloons. Balloons.
And butterflies.
And butterflies and doves. All right, until next time, for our producer, Trey Odom, I'm Mike Sam, and we'll see you right here on Gwinnett Business Radio.